Letitia Borglum is the national director and co-founder of a group called SIP Kids that's putting it all together. Letitia, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for having me on and helping us to get the word out about this great event coming up this weekend.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yep, that is perfect.
Okay, excellent. Then tell us about the SIP Kids, what the SIP stands for.
SIP actually stands for Safety in Prints, and our organization puts together the events that are known as the Keeping Kids Safe Project that tours around the country and sets up events where parents can come in and, as you mentioned, have free digital fingerprinting and photographs done for their children. And the best part, which you also hit on as well, is that, you know, we really do try to make sure that we're protecting a child's privacy, and so the only record of the visit is going to go directly home with parents for safekeeping. They will fill out all of the personal information, so that way it's never shared with anyone, and then they can simply store that in with their child's school photos, and so if an emergency does come up at that time, they can decide to hand over that record and immediately run an Amber Alert. And so, you know, we're not going to be sharing any of that information or databasing it anywhere, so parents can rest assured there. And in addition to the free digital fingerprinting we have going on, we have all sorts of great local organizations coming out that will have free activities and games and goodies for all of the children that attend. So it can be a great day to get the family out and do some fun things without having to spend a lot of money.
But the central focus is the fingerprints and the pictures, and the other things are just sort of ancillary things for amusement?
A little bit. What we like to do is we like to create the records so that parents can be prepared if an emergency comes up. But at that same time, we also like to connect families with organizations in their community that are doing something that can help protect their children on a year-round basis, kind of just to let people know, hey, these are the things that are right here in your own backyard that you can take advantage of to help keep your kids healthy and safe so that hopefully, you know, we can help prevent that situation from ever coming up and the parents never need to use the records that we're providing.
And do you do these events all over the country?
We do. We go coast to coast, and the best part about our events is even though we are a national event, we really love the idea of, you know, the communities coming out to help support such a great cause. And I have to tell you, there in Coos Bay, we've certainly got a great response. What we want to do is set up an environment for kids so that when parents come out, it's not a scary or intimidating thing for them to be able to talk with their children about why they're getting the fingerprints done. So we have lots of fun activities set up for kids as well as educational. So just to kind of give you an idea of some of the folks that have come out to be a part of this event, we have, of course, the Coos Bay Fire and Rescue is going to be there. Kids always love, you know, meeting with the fire department there and going through their truck that they'll be bringing out, their fire engine. We have Bay City Ambulance is coming out, and they'll have free giveaways and games for all of the kids. We have CASA of Coos Bay, great organization for families to be able to utilize that has information on what they do and also free activities for the kids. We'll have giveaways and crafts and demonstrations from Synergy Dance Company that's coming out to be a part of the event. And Colloquial Martial Arts is going to be doing demonstrations and also mini lessons on some of the things that they do at a very young age to promote safety. And then just on the fun side, just to keep the kids entertained, we have Jump for Fun is donating a bounce house for the event. We'll have free snacks and juice for all the kids that come through. And then we'll have toys there from Kids Zone as well. So, you know, really going to be a great day. And like I said, all of this is free for families. When we were contacted by Coos Bay Toyota over there, they said, you know, we've heard about this program. We want to make this possible for the community. But how do we do this and make it so that it can be free for everyone and there's no catch or anything like that? And so they have cleared out the space. We are taking over, and everything, including the digital fingerprinting, is absolutely free.
How can you afford to do that?
Well, it's thanks to local community partners like Coos Bay Toyota that call us up and say, hey, this is something that we want to do for the community. You know, whatever it takes, we'll cover the cost. And so they actually cover the cost for us being able to fly out our trained representative with all the fingerprinting equipment, the cost for our team to coordinate and put this together. And then they also cover all of the costs for the fingerprinting as well and just say, hey, you know what, we want this to be a great day for the community. We want parents to know that they can come in and have a nice time and that there's not going to be any obligation on their part. And, you know, word of mouth is a wonderful thing because every time we do one of these events, we have more and more people that call and say, you know what, I'd like to do something like that for the community as well. And so, you know, certainly thanks to folks like Coos Bay Toyota that do believe that being a part of the community is a very important thing.
We are talking to Leticia Borglum here on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the group SIP Kids. Safety in Prints is what the SIP stands for. She's the co-founder and national director. SIP Kids is bringing a child safety fair to Coos Bay this Saturday, December 7th. Is it going to be at Coos Bay Toyota, I'm guessing?
Yep, that's correct. We're going to have everything inside, so it is rain or shine. Everything will be set up for everyone to take advantage of, and we're going to be there this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., so nice big window of time where you can come in, you know, get the fingerprinting done, take advantage of as many different activities as you would like, and let the kids have some fun.
And what's the usual dwell time? About how much time at a minimum is a family going to expect to spend there?
You know, I would say a minimum, allow yourself at least 10 to 15 minutes. When you come in, the fingerprinting process is very quick because it's all digital. You know, there's no ink. Like back in the days when you and I were fingerprinted when we were young, they're not going to go home with ink all over them. And everything's digital, so it only takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to print each child. And then it's really just up to you and how many different activities you want to partake in while you're there, because certainly there's a lot to take advantage of. So I'd say at least 10 to 15 minutes, and then from there it's completely up to each family how long they want to.
Okay. Leticia, is there an optimum age for children to get photographed and fingerprinted? I mean, an age at which they're developed enough to be able to be identified by prints, face, et cetera?
That is such a great question. You know, we have folks ask us that all the time, and there's no age limit. One thing we do like to point out is that while most parents will target, you know, thinking that their younger children are the ones that should come in and have this done, the average age of an abduction in the United States is actually 13, and that's a lot higher than even myself as a parent would have guessed. And so, you know, we encourage families, even if you have older children, bring them in, have the records made up. Like I said, there's no databasing, no personal information is going to be shared. So have that record made up, and then you can have it at home as a parent so that if something comes up, you can be as prepared as possible. And certainly, you know, what a great opportunity to take advantage of the fun things going on. And then, you know, it kind of makes it easier to have that conversation about, you know, what are some things that we can do within our family to help, you know, make us a little bit safer, talk about safety issues so that if a situation comes up, that child can have a prepared reaction rather than a panicked reaction. And, you know, as far as age goes, we've even had families that have brought in grandparents that are dealing with things like Alzheimer's or dementia. And, you know, they just want to have that record in their home just in case something comes up and they can't find the person that they love and they need to be able to hand that information over to law enforcement. It doesn't hurt to be too safe. So any age from, you know, birth up to grandparents, the college students that are getting ready to go, you know, out of the house and off to college, it really doesn't hurt to have that record made up. So, you know, families are welcome to come out and take advantage for anybody.
Leticia, I know you've stressed this already, but I want to underscore it again. The fingerprints and the photographs leave with the parents. There's no other record that travels away from this site?
That is absolutely correct. And our biggest assurance to parents is that we are doing that, is that when their child sits down, we will not ask their name, their address. We will not ask anything about them. We simply take the digital fingerprints and a photograph, and then that record actually gets formatted into a printed version, and that will get sent directly home with parents. So there really is no way for us to know whose prints those belong to or what child those prints belong to, because we never took a name or any kind of identifying information. The parents will then take that record, and they will fill out all the identifying information as far as height, weight, name, birthmarks, that sort of thing, so that they can really feel comfortable knowing that this is not going anywhere.
I know the materials that come along with the Child Safety Fair in Coos Bay on Saturday mentions FBI quality fingerprints and photographs. What makes something FBI quality?
What that means is that the scanners that we use can actually take a digital fingerprint at a high enough quality that we can take it from a digital format to a printed format. And FBI quality simply just means 500 DPI in tech terms. And so what that means is that printed out record can be used at any time to hand over to local law enforcement, and they can scan it in just as if that child were there on site. And so they can have all of that information readily available to them if that emergency comes up and the parents decide to hand that record over. So that way they don't have to utilize any kind of technology, you know, saving it onto a disk or a USB device that, you know, seven years from now could be outdated. You know, when we started this program, we would have been storing them onto floppy disks, and certainly that would be outdated by now. So these records won't become outdated. They'll be good for as long as the parents keep a hold of them, and that way, you know, they can always be ready.
Again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Letitia Borglum, National Director and Co-Founder of SIP Kids, coming to Coos Bay with a child safety fair Saturday, December 7th. You can join us here at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So I'm curious, I figured you're beyond the inky fingers stage of fingerprinting, but is there some glass surface or something they put their fingers on?
There is. The scanner is actually, it's really nice and compact. The scanner is about as big as the size of like an adult hand. And when they sit down, there's a glass window, if you will, and our trained representative that's there to take the fingerprints will help the child place their finger on the scanner so that it's centrally located, and they will scan the print. It will pull it onto the computer, and they'll go through all 10 prints. And then once they are done, our person will hit a format and print button, and that will convert it to a printed version. That record comes out, and the nice thing is that our system is actually set up so that they cannot move on to the next child in line until everything has been deleted from the record. So there's no way for the program to move forward onto the next person until it's wiped everything clean, so that, you know, even those fingerprints in that picture are not going to be kept on the system.
And so how long a process from the time the child first gets into position until they walk away with the fingerprints and pictures in their parents' hand?
You know, on average, it's about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, so not a long process at all. Certainly the younger ones, if you've got a two-year-old that doesn't want to be real cooperative, we've all had those days with our little ones, it can take a little bit longer, but the good thing is that we usually tell parents, come and get the prints done first, and so that way you can say, hey, you know what, as soon as we're done, we can go partake in all the different fun activities that are going on, and that'll encourage them a little bit. But, you know, for older children that just sit down and know exactly what to do, they can even just have it done in less than 30 seconds. It's just a very, very great system. The scanners that we use are some of the only scanners in the country that are actually able to take this type of a print, and yet we are able to do it in a way that we can be mobile and we can move from community to community, which nowadays is so important because so many local law enforcement just don't have the ability to provide this kind of service for families anymore. And so, you know, it really has given us just a great opportunity to get out and help families no matter where they're located.
Letitia, it's not like anybody can make the fingerprints for sure, but in this age of constant camera use, when people usually have phones in their pockets or in their hands all the time, is the photography as important as it once was?
That's a great question, and we get asked it often. Actually, the only reason that we put the photograph on the record is so that if someone comes in with three or four children and they have the fingerprints made up, once they got home, because there's not any personal information on the record before they fill it out, it would be very difficult for them to try to figure out which record belonged to which child. And so we take a photograph and put it on there so that that parent knows without a doubt, you know, these are Sarah's prints, these are James's prints, and then they can fill out the personal information accordingly. And what we recommend they do is to stick that record in with their child's school photos, because what we have been told by local and national law enforcement is that many times in a situation where a child is reported missing and they believe they're in a dangerous situation, parents will go into a panic state. And, you know, if it's been a few years since they've had this record made, they may not remember that they have it, but if they put it in with their child's school photos, law enforcement is trained to come in and ask for a recent school photo of the child. When they get in there to get that photo, they'll be able to remember the record, pull that out as well, and be able to hand that over. And when it's kept in with a school photo, that photo is always up to date. And each year when the parent puts a new photo in there, they can remember to update that record just in case anything were to happen. And so it really kind of takes out a lot of factors that would sometimes get in the way of a situation where we really need to save as much time as possible.
Any particular recommendations you give about where in the house to store the school photos and these photos as well?
Most parents will keep them in like some type of a filing cabinet or a desk, a certain area where that's where they keep every year's photos. And we always recommend just make it a habit so that way you know exactly where they are. And there's lots of great safety information that we're going to send home with families with the record as well. And we recommend that each year when they get a new school photo, they take that record out and they just revisit the safety tips that we have on there, because, you know, we can implement things within our family to help protect our children in a very easy way that a lot of us don't think about. For instance, one that we really advocate is that all families have a family password in place. And a family password can come in handy in a multitude of situations. For example, if a child is approached by someone because there has been an emergency in the family, that child can ask for the family password. And if the person's not able to provide it, what we tell them to teach their children is that they run to a trusted adult somewhere that they can be safe and ask that adult to make the decision, not to just go on the word of the person that's approached them. Because a lot of times nowadays, you know, majority of abductions happen by an acquaintance. And so this might be someone approaching the child that they may recognize their face slightly. And so, you know, they think, well, gosh, I think I know this person. If they have the family password, there's no question about that. And then certainly on a much different side of the spectrum, if your child's ever in a situation where they're at someone's house, whether it be an older child or a younger child, if there's a situation that's come up that your child is not comfortable with, it's sometimes very difficult for them to be able to get on the phone and say, Mom, Dad, I'm not comfortable with this situation. You know, I don't feel safe. I'm scared. I need to come home, especially if the person that's causing it is in the room. So if you have a family password in place, that child could share that password over the phone, and that parent immediately knows that something is going on with my child where they're concerned and I need to immediately get to them. And so that's one that we advocate that all families put in place, even as young as just, you know, 4 years old, if you can start talking about why that family password is in place. And really that just makes it so that we have that little extra step of security within our family. So if something comes up, the child can communicate to us a lot easier.
All right, family password, another idea coming out of SIP Kids, where Leticia Borglum is the national director and co-founder. The Child Safety Fair in Coos Bay at Coos Bay Toyota, Saturday, 10 to 4. Leticia, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you guys so much for helping us get the word out. If there are families or maybe grandparents that have heard this and you know, haven't been able to write down the information, certainly the easiest way to look
up
that you mentioned.
Time's up.
Yep,
sorry. We got to hit it right now to Garrison Keillor.
Yep, that's okay.